You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Presented by Porsche. Introducing the new Porsche 911. Timeless machine. Learn more at PorscheUSA.com/new911. Spot, the internet's wildest four-legged robot, is finally here. You've seen Boston Dynamics robots. They're the viral ones doing backflips and parkour on Twitter. Now you can actually have one, because the company is finally allowing customers to lease a version of its robot dog, Spot. But adjust your expectations and prepare your wallet. The company will be selective about who gets a Spot, and though it hasn't provided a specific price, it says it will be, quote, about the price of a car. Apple's AR glasses are hiding in plain sight. Apple dropped iOS 13.1 today, and while it's full of bug fixes and a few added features, it also contains something else, a glimpse into Apple's augmented reality glasses currently in progress. While the company has never confirmed that it is working on an AR headset, a leaked README file and a closer look at Apple's new macOS development environment says otherwise. And now for today's fast fact, 157 million. That's how many additional people experienced a heat wave in 2016 as compared to 2000. That heat and the injuries that come from it cost the world 153 billion hours of labor. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.